Cafe at the Jersey Shore Arena in Farmingdale, featuring laser tag, arcade, and birthday parties. First Atlantic Federal Credit Union, Barnabas Health, Sonic, America's Drive-In, and the Asbury Park Press. This is the Monmouth Hawks Radio Network, a production of Monmouth University Department of Athletics. Let's head down to the field and join Matt Harmon and Eddie Iacopinti for all of today's action.
And we welcome you live from Goodman Stadium in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. This is Monmouth Hawks football on the Shore Sports Network. Tonight, the Hawks of Monmouth get set to take on the Lehigh Mountain Hawks. Our pregame show presented by First Atlantic Federal Credit Union. Visit FAFCU.com to learn why First Atlantic is the better way to bank. Monmouth opening up their 20th year of football with a road game at number 11, Lehigh. The Mountain Hawks coming off an 11-2 year a season ago. Monmouth 5-6, trying to do something they've been unable to do the last several years. In this 20th year of football, Monmouth just 4-15 in season openers and 2-13 on the road. We'll step out and take a quick 30-second break. When we come back, we will preview Monmouth a little bit going into this 2012 campaign. Along with Eddie Iacopinti, I'm Matt Harmon. Thanks so much for joining us. You're listening to Monmouth Football on the Shore Sports Network.
You're listening to the Monmouth University Blue-White football game on 1160 and 1310 AM, part of the Shore Sports Network.
And ShoreSportsNetwork.com along with GoMUHawks.com. We get set for the season opener here between the Hawks and the Mountain Hawks. And Eddie, after Monmouth, a 5-6 season a year ago, which was a bit disappointing, a spike earlier in the year where Monmouth had won a couple of big games on the road at Villanova, at Central Connecticut State, some injuries down the stretch part of the season, most importantly to Kyle Frazier, who is back healthy this year for his fifth season. He is obviously key if Monmouth is going to have a successful 2012 campaign.
Yeah, Matt, and happy football season to you as well. Thank goodness it's back, as all I can say as we get ready for the beginning of the 2012 season here at Goodman Stadium. The Hawks season really depends on how healthy Kyle Frazier is and how effective he can be this year, as they'll try to break a couple different losing streaks. What they'll try to do today is continue one. They've won five consecutive road games. They won every game away from Kessler Field a season ago. They'll look to get into the winning column at home next week. But today, 60 minutes of football between the Hawks and Mountain Hawks to begin this 2012 season. Look for Kyle to run less, throw more, make smarter decisions to try to avoid unnecessary contact, and stay on the field longer, something to keep an eye on in this game. We know he has a variety of weapons, not only on the outside, but in the backfield that we'll talk about, but he is the central figure here for this Monmouth offense in 2012.
Well, let's talk about some of those weapons. A couple of Jerry Rice finalists for the Freshman of the Year a season ago, Julian Hayes at the running back spot, and Neil Sterling at the outside. Both of those guys, obviously key. Both of them had a bit of injury problems during the course of the preseason. Sterling did not play in either scrimmage. Hayes had some injury problems during the spring ball, and then they kind of limited some carries during the course of the month of August. But both fully healthy, ready to go today, and really provide Monmouth with a dynamic 1-2 punch, both rushing the football and catching the ball.
Yeah, it's almost pick your poison if you're the opposition. Would you rather give up the yardage on the ground or through the air? It isn't just Neil Sterling. There's a host of quality receivers, but Neil is kind of that guy, and he's the guy that the NFL scouts are going to be looking at. And Julian Hayes will look to build on a freshman campaign that saw him not only rush for over 800 yards, but score 14 touchdowns on the ground. That's one of the best single seasons in Monmouth history. Keep an eye on those two today in this Monmouth offense to complement what Kyle Frazier is going to do.
Factor in the return of tight ends Tyler George and Mike McRafferty, along with Justin Roberts and Eric Sumlin, and certainly Monmouth has a variety of weapons to work with offensively and a very experienced offensive line. Two fifth-year seniors in Mike Murphy and Dino Molina, and three normal seniors in Brandon Maxwell, Mike Hunchak, and Josh Patterson could provide Monmouth one of the best offensive lines the school has ever had. The question mark probably going into the season, more so than anything else, is how will the defense hold up? Minus Jose Gums, who was the team's best player on defense last year, and minus Ian Simon, who was the team's top pass rusher. Those are big question marks in a team that brings back nine starters, but minus those two guys, there are some definite holes to fill along Eddie Wilson some question marks on that side of the football.
Yeah, you hear nine starters coming back, and you probably get excited. Then you realize the two that you're missing, one's in the NFL and one's playing professionally, and it was your best player in the back four and your best player in the front seven. So now there's some other players that need to step up, Matt, and you look at kind of the roster, and there was a class of players that are now seniors, that it's time for them to ascend to the level that everyone thinks they can play at. I'm speaking about Brad Harris, Chris Luma, Mike Upham on the defensive line. They do come back, but they need to show not only the coaches, the fans, but us as well, that they're ready to make that leap. Do what Ian Simon did last season this year and be a productive player. And then the other question marks will be in that back four. You lose Jose Gums. Well, now Andrew Sutton and Pat Gray are full-time in that safety position. Which one of those two will make the leap? I like Gray a lot. He played well in spots last season, really knows how to make the big play, but he's going to be asked to do more now as he captains or hopes to captain that back four of the defense.
Monmouth opening up their 2012 season, the 20th in school history. You can't believe it was back in 1993 that Monmouth began on a day similar to this, a hot, warm, sunny day. It was up in Massachusetts against Stonehill College. A loss on that day, Monmouth hoping for a win here to open up what they are expecting to be a very bright 2012 season. We'll step out, take a 60-second timeout. When we come back, we will talk about the opponent for today. That is the Mountain Hawks of Lehigh, number 11 in the coaches' poll, number 16 in the media poll. We're back right after the 60-second break. You're listening to Monmouth Football on the Shore Sports Network.
Follow Hawks football all season long on the Shore Sports Network, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and ShoreSportsNetwork.com.
Along with our engineer, Lauren Bajica, Matt Harmon, Eddie Acapinti back here from Goodman Stadium. Game temperature in the mid-80s, bright sunshine, couple of clouds in the sky, no rain in the forecast. Hot and warm is the forecast here today for Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. Goodman Stadium and Lehigh University, a very long and historious football program as Lehigh enters their 129th year of football. They are the two-time defending champions in the Patriot League, as we mentioned, finished 11-2 a year ago. And just as Monmouth has some questions, every team does, and Lehigh no different. Their biggest question mark probably revolves around the player that usually has the ball the most on offense, and that is the quarterback, Chris Lum, who was a runner-up for the player of the year a season ago, has since graduated. He has handed the reins off to Mike Colvin. He is a senior who saw very limited time a year ago through just 13 passes. He is the guy who now runs the offense and will be counted on heavily here this season.
Yeah, Lum last season lit up this Monmouth defense along with Ryan Spadola, the wide receiver on the outside. So now you bring in kind of the weirdest of all players, Matt, an experienced, inexperienced player in Colvin. Yes, he's a senior. Yes, he's a big kid at 6'3", 230, but he sparingly played a year ago, and he hasn't started a game since 2010. So it'll be paramount for Monmouth to not only get pressure on Colvin, who was more of a dual threat than Lum was a season ago, but also to pressure his receivers on the outside. He hasn't really played meaningful football in a long time. Yes, Kyle Frazier was injured, but he was the guy early last year. Colvin was not, so we'll see what Monmouth can do defensively to try and confuse him. Last season, in spot duty, he was 6 of 13 with an interception for only 27 yards.
Andy Cohen is the head coach as he enters his seventh year as the head man of the Mountain Hawks. Defensively, some talent back for Lehigh as well, though they did graduate a lot of players in the middle part of that 3-4 defense. Most of the linebackers are new, but a couple of good guys in the secondary preseason All-Patriot League selection, Brian Andrews, and second team selection last year, the free safety Billy O'Brien. Those guys, I would imagine, will be very wary of what Monmouth is doing offensively today with the likes of Sterling and Roberts and Sumlin and the tight ends that we mentioned, George and McLafferty. But this could be the time for Monmouth, as you look at Lehigh, a very talented group with some other players offensively that we'll talk about in just a second. But I think everyone knows that in order for Monmouth to be successful this year, points will certainly be big. And maybe they're catching the Lehigh defense at a good time, which is early on in the season.
Yeah, it's the same conversation I had with some of the Lehigh folks earlier today, thinking that this would be the best scenario for Monmouth. We saw it last season with Villanova. The Hawks went into that game early on in the year. Villanova didn't know too much about Monmouth. There wasn't much on film. The Hawks sprung an upset. Today, the same thing. Yes, Lehigh saw what Monmouth did a season ago, but there are new huddles this season. Look forward today. The offense wants to get more plays off. They're not going to huddle. They're going to try to get more happening offensively because that's where their strength lies and that's where their strongest players are, is that offensive side of the ball. Coach Callahan wants to get between 10 and 15 more plays per game offensively, so we'll keep an eye on that in this game. If they can dictate offensive tempo, it will be huge moving forward.
A couple of things that might help Lehigh, especially early in the season with a, as Ed said, an experienced but inexperienced quarterback in Mike Coleman, the senior. He's got two returning players, Zach Barkett, who is a first-team All-Patriot League selection a year ago, rushed for over just under 700 yards, and Ryan Spadola, the product of Frio Township back for his senior campaign. He had an unbelievable year a season ago, 96 catches, well over 1,500 yards catching the football, receiving yards. He is a very talented receiver, had a field day against the Monmouth secondary a year ago. Those two guys probably will be counted on very heavily to make things a bit easier for Coleman.
Yes, Spadola kind of does a little bit of everything. He's a big, tall target, but he's not just a possession guy. We saw him last year go over the top. Couple of long touchdown grabs in that game. Matt, he had a fantastic season a year ago. 96 catches, 1,600 yards, 11 touchdowns. If I had a Patriot League fantasy team, I'm taking Ryan Spadola early on. They did lose a player who also had high production in that receiving core, but Spadola may be all they need to potentially get another Patriot League championship.
I always wonder, maybe you do have a Patriot League fantasy team somewhere.
My NEC team's good. I don't have a Patriot League.
The way that you get after a little bit. Captains are making their way to midfield for Monmouth. There are five captains this year. Three of them will go out for the coin toss for this game number one. Chris Luma, Mike Upham, Kyle Frazier. They're also joined by Tyler George and Reggie Hildebrandt, Jr.
And the coin toss is presented by Coke Zero. The Hawks get a taste of forward progress, and so can you with Coke Zero, the only drink to combine real Coca-Cola taste and zero calories. Grab one and taste forward progress with Coke Zero. Enjoy everything.
Spadola, Colvin O'Brien, and also Sahud Jahani are the captains for Lehigh. The Mountain Hawks today will be in their home brown uniforms with the gold helmets and the white pants. Monmouth in their all-away white uniforms with the midnight blue numerals and the dark blue helmets with the MU insignia on either side. We're a couple minutes away from kickoff here. This is the fourth time that these two teams have played. Last year was a 49-24 win for Lehigh, the only time the series has been played in West Long Branch. They played also in 2005, a 54-26 win for Lehigh, and all the way back to 1999 was the first time the two schools played. That was a game here from Goodman Stadium in which the Mountain Hawks won 56-10. Lehigh has won the opening coin toss. They have elected to defer. Monmouth will kick off and move to the end zone to our left. We will step out, take one more quick timeout, a 30-second break. We're back right after this with the opening kickoff of the season's 2012, game number one of what we hope is 12 for the Hawks. We're back right after this. You're listening to Monmouth Football on the Shore Sports Network.